Hi, Robin Logan here. Welcome to the Coaching 101 Minute Recap from this week. This is just a short summary of the conversation and questions that came up during our free coaching skills course. Now, this week we had classes run by Scott Mascarelli and Lorna Poole, both members of the faculty at International Coach Academy and both very different backgrounds. So in addition to the core curriculum, they actually brought their own personal insights to class, which was great. And we also had quite a mix of students. We had one student who's actually living in Finland, was originally from China, and speaks English, Finnish, and Chinese. So that was pretty amazing, but actually not that unusual. We get a lot of bilingual and trilingual students. We had a couple of students from Sydney. We had a student from Michigan. We had a student from South Africa. And I think there was another couple from, I think one was Hong Kong and one was Singapore. So it was quite a broad mix of students attending the calls. The question that was asked this week was, is coaching a science or an art? Now, this came up as the class was discussing the module, What is Coaching? No surprises there. This module is often one of the first that new students start with. And actually, it's quite a big question because although it's taken at the beginning, it really is the sort of question that keeps on keeping on. And it's one of the questions that's still being discussed by many students at the end of their course. So let's have a look at the question and how it was handled in the classes this week. Is coaching an art or a science? Initially, the conversation ran down the path of looking at the conventional defining features of both science and art, and then comparing these concepts to coaching processes. So, for example, the ideas around science included being objective and concerned with facts and measurement rather than beliefs and feelings, having a hypothesis before you start, having a repeatable process. The idea with this is that process or result will yield the same result if and when it is repeated. Being objective and fact-driven. And these are just, you know, some of the common sort of, I guess, generalizations that are linked to the science methodology. So then we had a discussion around art, and the concepts that came up were passion, beliefs, intuition, feelings, an interest in the journey, not the outcome, mindfulness, a range of things, beauty, creativity, etc. So it's very easy when looking at these lists to say that coaching is more of an art than a science, and I won't go into the detail of the discussion that occurred because it went on for quite some time. It was very interesting, but instead let's look at where we got to at the end. So at the end we looked at the question itself. And there were two key problems we identify with the question. The first is that the differences in science and art are not so black and white. It's simply not true that science is not beautiful, for example. And it's also not true that artists don't sometimes begin with a provable hypothesis. And like most binaries, dividing these two practices into distinct camps doesn't really serve either very well. I mean, Leonardo da Vinci knew it all those years ago. He was producing work that belonged in both camps, way before our culture decided to separate them. So that was the first issue. It's actually not true to say science and art are polar opposites. But the second problem was with the question itself. And we see this question coming up a lot, is coaching a science or an art? In fact, if you Google it, you'll find, you know, lots of discussions around in different forums. And I think what people are actually asking here is there a proven formula I can follow that will give me the same result every time? And can I just rinse and repeat in a detached manner? Or is coaching something that relies on intuition and sensory perception? And the answer is a bit of both. Yes, there are processes and guidelines to follow that have been tried and tested. And for example, at ICA, we know that having your own coaching model works much better than just using a model off the shelf. And we know this because we've seen it happen time and time again. And we also know that many coaches do benefit from a structure, an accountability framework, or a coaching process. And to coach without these in place is really just being involved in an interesting philosophical conversation with clients. And more often than not, clients want results and they want measurable results. But is there a framework or structure or model or process that will work every time and in every situation? Well, no. And the reason that the answer is no is that coaching does rely on intuition and it does rely on sensory perception. And there are so many things going on in the coaching moment. So many things come into play. I guess the word we would use to describe the state of being that we feel a coach needs to be in is mindfulness. As a coach, you have to be mindful of so many things, mindful of your client's environment, of their state of being, mindful of the chatter in your own head. In fact, these things are so important that we actively teach coaches to develop their skills in this area. We call it coaching from the inside out. We teach our students to first practice their new knowledge and skill on themselves, whether that's active listening or asking powerful questions. We encourage our coaches to use this skill or tool first and then try it out with clients. It's like they say, you need to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So actually, it's a combination of these two things. It's a combination of an advanced state of coaching mindfulness together with a proven structure and process that has been used by not just you, but by many other coaches before you. So to finish up this recap, I want to share a quote that was shared on the call, and it actually came from one of our current students, Hermanth Achaya, and he posted this inside our training forum. And it's a quote that comes from a guy called Joel Barker, who's a futurist and speaker on leadership issues. He says, "Vision without action is just a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world." So I think the reason that's such a great quote is that it speaks to both the paradigms of science and art, structure and beauty, and shows how by connecting the two, you really can have a powerful impact for your clients and on the world. So that's pretty much a summary of one of the great questions that was asked this week in Coaching 101. And then we opened up the lines for just general questions about our training. And we had quite a few good ones. Some of them include a question around coaching fees. How much do I charge? And do I tell clients upfront what my fees are or wait until they ask? Can I combine coaching and yoga? Someone was asking about combining these two things. And then that led on to a question about combining coaching and training in general and what that would look like. So we answered those questions and a few more. And if you would like to be part of this type of conversation, please join us on the Coaching 101 free classes that we run every week. You can do that by just scrolling down to the bottom of the post here on our website at coachcampus.com or emailing us at training@icoachacademy.com.